You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Democrats in the state assembly say they plan to move ahead with a bill to grant driver's license to undocumented immigrants in New York. But the assembly speaker says he wants to educate people about the benefits of the measure first. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says Democrats, who are in the majority in his House, have the votes to pass what's known as the Green Light Bill. It would allow undocumented immigrants to obtain a standard driver's license.
The consensus that came out was that we are supportive of moving the driver's licenses for all.
The development was first reported in the nonprofit online news outlet, The City. The majority of the public is not in favor of the measure, though. A Siena College poll conducted in mid-April found that 55% of New Yorkers are opposed. Republicans and independents are strongly against the proposal, and just slightly more than half of Democratic voters back it. Because of that, Hastie says Democrats want to first conduct an outreach effort to dispel myths and convey what the speaker believes are the benefits of the measure. He says the fees charged for the driver's licenses would bring in needed revenue. According to the left-leaning think tank, the Fiscal Policy Institute, the change could bring in $57 million a year. And Hastie says a study in California, which allows the licenses, shows that they have actually led to a decrease in hit-and-run accidents, where undocumented drivers without licenses might flee the scene of an accident rather than talk to police.
I think if people understood the benefits of doing the driver's license bill, I think people would be much more understanding and open to having it.
Besides California, 11 other states and Washington, D.C. allow undocumented immigrants to get licenses. Supporters plan to be active in the remaining weeks of the legislative session. A rally at the state capitol in March was attended by hundreds of undocumented immigrants.
Luis Jimenez,
a farm worker, says through a translator that he needs to drive in the rural upstate areas where he works.
They're a very isolated farm, so we need a car so we can go and meet our bare necessities, like taking our kids to school, going to the hospital, getting our groceries.
Jimenez says some of his work colleagues have ended up in deportation proceedings after being pulled over by police while driving. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll sign the bill if it passes both houses of the legislature. The measure has Senate sponsors but has not yet advanced in that chamber. Opponents include many Republicans in the legislature. Senator Daphne Jordan, who represents parts of Saratoga and Rensselaer counties, spoke recently against it. She worries it could be misused to grant driver's licenses to criminals or be a backdoor vehicle for illegal voting.
This is not about immigrants. This is about our laws, what's legal, and protecting our law-abiding citizens.
Supporters call Jordan's concerns scare tactics and say they have not occurred in the other states where the driver's licenses have been given to the immigrants. The issue was proposed a dozen years ago in 2007 by former Governor Eliot Spitzer, a Democrat. It sparked controversy and was eventually defeated. Supporters hope that with both houses of the legislature and the governor's office all controlled by Democrats now, the bill has a better chance of becoming law in 2019. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.